How do you know if you're worrying too much? How can you mend a broken heart? Does peaking at school ruin you for life? I'm Susie Ruffle, a stand-up comedian and someone who has always experienced anxiety. And I've written a book, Am I Having Fun Now? Considering some of life's big questions. Featuring bonus insights from the likes of Charlene Douglas, Sarah Pascoe, Elizabeth Day and Dolly Alderton. Am I Having Fun Now? Is out now in hardback, ebook and audio.
Hello and welcome to Like-Minded Friends with me, Tom Allen.
And me, Susie Ruffle.
Yes, and we wanted to tell you today about a lovely time we had yesterday.
Oh my God. We went on a trip, didn't we, Tom?
Train.
We went on a train, train that went
all the way to Amsterdam.
Amsterdam.
Susie enjoyed it so much. She was sat there in her blazer on the train.
Thank you, Tom.
And we decided that she could be the lesbian Michael Portillo.
And how do we make this happen?
And how do we go about creating something like that? So, fans of the podcast, I'm sure, are familiar with Michael Portillo's great railway journey.
If you're not, if you're, say, someone that lives...
No, don't tell them.
Outside the country?
Don't tell them. I don't. If they don't know the reference, they don't get to play.
Oh, is that how it is?
Yeah.
Okay, can you imagine people now scrambling on their phone trying to work out
who... That's the world I live in. That's what I want to live in.
What, people have to constantly Google what you're talking about?
Yes. Yes. And just, you know...
So what would I have, a little briefcase?
So I will genuinely explain it. Oh, we can explain it.
No. I mean, you can genuinely explain it. I'm more thinking about what my outfits are doing. I feel like that's a really good place to start.
Well, the thing about Michael Portillo on Michael Portillo's Great Railway Journeys is he does wear a flamboyant outfit.
And you know me.
Loves a flamboyant outfit.
Loves a jazzy shirt.
For example, is no stranger to a salmon blazer.
He is no stranger to a salmon blazer, which also would be a lovely title for your biography.
It would, wouldn't it? It would be a blazer with a salmon coming out of the pocket square. He is also at home with an aquamarine corduroy trouser.
Absolutely, and a red trowel, in that way that all posh men are.
Very at home with a red trowel. And he found this railway guide and then started to relive it around the UK.
Right, yes.
This railway guide from like the 19th century and like revisited the places that this person went on their trips in the 19th century when the railways were new.
Well, I do sort of like that.
It's a perfect premise.
It is a perfect premise. Now, what could I do? How would I make that?
Well, he sort of extended it by sort of, oh, and I found another one that goes around America. Oh, what's the chances?
Do we
I found
think
another
it's guidebook now?
And I'm starting to think he's just got an old book in front of him and he's not really reading anything.
I think
out
he wants to do more telly.
He just loves doing telly and he loves doing travel.
And he pops up at the BBC.
He turns
so
up.
He goes, "You're not going to believe this. Guess what I found?
Guess what I found?" I think that's basically what happens. And they go, "Oh, that's great.
Oh, Michael Portillo. It's nice to see you.
Wow, what are the chances?" And then he goes on a lovely trip round, you know, like Northern Africa or something.
I mean, I can't believe that one person has had so much good fortune to find all of those train guides.
Exactly. So I think that's maybe part of it is, can you find a train guide? Have you ever used a train guide?
No, I haven't.
Okay.
I haven't. But I do quite like, I mean, you went on a sleeper train this week, didn't you, Tom?
Oh, God.
Can we discuss this?
Yes, we can. I'm still recovering from it.
Emotionally?
Yes.
Okay.
It was... I was hoping for Murder on the Orient Express. By the end of it, I wish there'd been a murder and I wish it'd been me. They have got carpet on the walls.
I don't like that.
What I will say is that they're updating the trains this summer, May.
No, Tom, come on, let's slag them.
But, so it meant I was basically getting on this train, which is basically at its oldest state.
Sure.
It's a train from the 1970s. Carpet on the walls.
That was never a thing, was it?
Faux walnut everywhere. I mean, I don't know. Mauve carpet on a wall.
That was never a thing.
I don't know, Susie, but I didn't like the idea
of the carpet.
Was
it the sort of carpet that you'd have in a classroom?
Yes, that sort of very...
Did it come in like big squares?
It could have done.
Yeah.
On this occasion it didn't, but it could have done.
And so what did you... So how big... So how many coffins would you have fit into the room?
Side by side.
That's
congratulations on your Tony nominations.
Stephen Sondheim's musical company.
Congratulations on your Tony nominations again. I say it twice. Not Tony nominations. Olivier's.
Tony.
Why did I think of Tony? Is there a Tony in company? I mean, if they were in America, if they were on Broadway, they would be nominated for.
I wouldn't worry too much. Teams. I don't think.
I don't think any of them.
I think our audience.
They would
across it.
They get what I meant. And so the sleeper train, the staff are lovely.
Sure.
They will serve you a miniaturette bottle of whiskey if you request
it. Did you neck that immediately to try and make it
easier? Of course, to try and sleep, yeah. And then, yeah, I mean, I did take a herbal sleeping tablet as well. Probably very dangerous. Don't recommend that. And you can get dinner on there as well, but I didn't fancy that.
No, I wouldn't have been about that. Because do you think it would have been better or worse than airline food?
Better in that it was on a plate. Worse...
That it was the standard.
Just the design, the decor was very difficult to get my head around.
Right.
But it was kind of kitsch in a sort of late 70s, early 80s way. I think in 10 years' time, it'll be like, oh, that must have been lovely to go on. And in a way, it was.
Right.
The staff are lovely. They wear lovely overcoats. They all go out of their way to make you feel at home. They do everything for you. They're so nice.
But it's ready for a revamp.
It's definitely ready for a revamp. Lovely linens on the bed. They give you a pillow spray and a face mask.
A pillow spray feels a little bit
like
the horse has already bolted.
I cannot agree more. Like, it is a little bit like putting a ribbon on a... I can't think of that. I think it's some rather vulgar analogy. But
I don't know that analogy.
I can't remember. But it was... So, I got into the bed. You are woken up during the night because the train stops and starts all the time.
Right.
When it stops, they put the brakes on. The brakes are very squeaky. Very squeaky.
Like screaming?
Imagine all the screaming souls of hell.
Right.
Constantly throughout the night.
So just like memories?
Like memories. And then like it's stopping and starting in such a juddery way that you feel like you're constantly being shaken awake while you're trying to sleep.
I think I'd find that all that quite scary.
I don't think you'd like it.
No, it wouldn't be for me, would it? But as we all know, I'm not good in a new environment to sleep.
Are you not? Do you struggle?
Well, I'm scared of everything, aren't I, Tom? Scared of ghosts, murderers, murdering ghosts, the classics, you know? Mm. And so I don't know if I'd be worried about a ghost in there, but I would think, if someone has been planning to kill me,
yeah,
I guess on a moving train, they could jump off. You know, I could create a story for maybe like a 3-part ITV series.
Oh, yes, about somebody like a reimagined murder mystery.
Exactly. They kill Michael Patillo. The trouble is, the murderer has also found...
The guidebook
that he made up.
Oh, my goodness. Can you imagine two people with the same guidebook turning up at the same place?
Oh.
It would be funny to get a copy of that guidebook and turn up in all the places as he does.
Here's my question about Michael Patillo's train journeys.
Go on.
And, you know, moving forward to me becoming the lesbian Michael Patillo, do we think he's actually getting the train everywhere? Or do you think after a while he goes, can't be bothered to sit on that train any longer... Linda, see if there's a plane.
Yeah, you know Linda's always.
Linda will be
she's
there.
Always
of course.
She's always on the phone to Skyscanner.
He's got points. He's got points.
He's got. Can he use his points? Is there any chance of that? No. Okay. I think I don't know. I don't want to cast aspersions on ex-defense minister Michael Portillo and the authenticity of his train travel. Mm-hmm. But I don't
However.
Know. However, I don't know. Sure. I don't know with a travel program like that, I don't know.
Okay.
I mean, it's a lot of work, as we know.
It's a lot of work. We have been on a travelogue of sorts.
Going around our various hometowns.
Indeed, we went to Edinburgh, didn't we?
Oh, we had a lovely time.
Do you know what, listener? I don't think you'll be surprised at all to hear this. Mm. Tom looks great in a kilt.
Oh, stop it, Susie. So do you. And you've got your tartan trousers on today.
I do have my tartan true on today.
I loved wearing a kilt for the first time.
Me too.
And not to spoil the program, but my favourite thing in the world is a Kaylee.
Yeah,
we had a short Kaylee. It was Susie's first experience. What were your thoughts?
Oh my God, I absolutely loved it. I mean, there were live music, someone on a fiddle.
Oh, I know, right?
And yeah, and everyone knew. I like it when I really like organized fun.
It is everything I love. It means I've got to marry a Scotsman.
You do have to marry a Scotsman. If anyone knows a Scottish man that would be right for Tom, you know the PA box, do get in touch.
Chunky and kind preferable, but not...
Chunky and kind preferable.
But not exclusively.
Very good of you, Tom.
If they can dance at a Kaylee, if they're a gay Gordon, would love to meet them. I would love to meet them.
A strapping gay... No, what's it called?
A strap-on gay.
Strap-on gay soldier.
A strap-on gay... Oh, the strapping white sergeant or something. Strip the white. No, I called it strip the white sergeant.
It's strapping white sergeant.
Strapping white or strapping sergeant. Yeah. What is it called?
Something like that. Anyway, that's the name of two dances that we did, apparently.
Strip the Willow. But I called it strip the gay sergeant.
And then we called it the Gay Gordon.
Well, that is one of the Gay Gordon. That's what it's called.
In the old-fashioned sense of gay.
Yeah, absolutely. Strip the Gay Willow. There's all manner of fun you can have with it.
There is a whole manner of fun you can have with it.
So it was a lovely time. It's nice to travel.
It is. It's lovely.
What would you imagine yourself doing on the Lesbian Michael Portillo Great Railway Journeys? What's going to be the Susie spin?
The Susie spin. Oh, I know. I like this. Could I? I mean, would it be linked to stand-up? Would I be going around the country to...
I mean, if you want to make work for yourself. Yeah.
I know, but that is a lot of work.
Michael just sits there, looks out the window, then he goes and meets somebody and talks about, you know, their spice stall or something.
Right, yeah. Well, if he's got spice stalls covered, because that was going to be my second option.
I mean, you could go to the Spice Girls.
Do you know what? I'd love to go around the country on a train meeting different members of the Spice Girls.
A lovely five-episode series.
A lovely five-episode series. I think the most of them live in London. But that's okay, because you see the tubes.
Yeah, yeah.
Here we are in Camden.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, perfect. I mean, you could, couldn't you?
Well, listen.
What sort of things do you imagine you'd want to find out about?
About the Spice Girls?
Yeah, if you want.
Sure. Well, like Mel C, I'd be like, Easter doing, yeah.
How you went straight to her.
Well, you know, she's my secret love.
I know.
Once I had a secret love.
Not so secret.
Not so secret anymore. I'd ask her if she's still doing yoga, what she's been up to. You know, just what she's about.
Just like, so a casual like chat.
Just
what
like chit chat.
To?
Yeah.
That's nice.
Like
that's
a casual chit chat with Susie Ruffel.
That's lovely.
Don't you think?
So you pop on your summer trousers. Sometimes Michael has an umbrella with him.
I can
with
do
his
that.
Guidebook. That's the only two pieces of luggage he takes with him around
an
the world.
An umbrella and a guidebook.
Yeah.
What do you think he does for a change of clothes?
I dread to think, actually.
Wouldn't want to know, actually.
I can only assume he's very handy with a sink.
Scrubbing.
A washboard and a sink and a hairdryer.
I would like to go. I'd like to go around. I'd like to interrail around Europe.
I never did that.
No, I didn't do any travelling, did I? I was too busy showing off.
Yes, same. And too scared. My mum wouldn't have liked it.
No, but I would like to go.
Always, my mum's obsessed with people taking your organs. She's obsessed with it.
What? How do I not know this?
I mean, it's just one of the many things.
One of the many things. Taking your organs.
Yeah.
Not like a piano. Not a piano.
Not like taking your Korg organ. No.
When you're asleep?
When you're asleep, I think.
When you're passed out?
When you're passed out.
Passed out drunk?
Maybe.
So you're on the streets of Berlin, you're passed out drunk.
Someone takes your organs.
You wake up with one kidney.
One less kidney than you had before.
And that'll be a nightmare because you'll have a hangover.
And I feel the guilt as well. It'll be a nightmare.
Where has your mum got this fear of people taking organs from?
Not sure exactly. They just come from the bank of fears. On which there is no limit to the withdrawals.
Good to know. Good to know.
Always keeps on giving. The interest rate is very high.
I can imagine.
In every sense. Interrailing. Where would you like to go on your interrailing?
Right. Well, we went to Amsterdam yesterday, very briefly.
Very briefly.
But I would like to see more of Amsterdam.
I would like to have had more of that lunch.
Yeah, we went for a really good lunch.
It was really... So, we were doing it for Attitude magazine.
Yep.
Who are launching a campaign, Pride Every Day, a lovely campaign. So it's not just about celebrating Pride on the parade days. Mm-hmm. It's having it every day of your life. They're doing it with Eurostar, and Eurostar being very good. And we went to Amsterdam. It was lovely, wasn't it?
Yeah, we sort of shot a little video that they're going to put online. And with some people. Fabulous drag queens.
Oh, yeah, such a lovely group of people. It was such a nice day.
Yeah, really lovely. And
we went for such a posh lunch.
A posh lunch.
Michelin star, that place.
It had a Michelin star, but Tom, really made a fool of ourselves at the end.
They said, you've got to go now. Because we had to go back a bit earlier than everybody else because we had shows to do. So we were getting the plane back. And they were like, you've got to go now. And so I managed to just like slam my cod into the beurre blanc, which splashed all up. I've never seen a beurre blanc splash.
By the
so
way,
far.
That isn't a euphemism.
No, I wouldn't mind if it was.
So you smashed your cod into the beurre blanc. And then
said like that. It went all up my blue shirt.
It went all up your blue shirt. Everyone at the table gasped.
absolutely gasped.
Gasped.
Meanwhile, Susie was gulping down her wine.
That just filled me up. You know me.
It's a shame to waste it.
Of course.
And then we got up and managed to immediately walk into what I can only imagine is a very expensive light fitting.
Yeah, that was sort of hanging from the ceiling. Sort of a bronze light fitting. I walked right into it and everyone went, ooh. And then we were like, we've got to go.
We've got to go now, stumbling around. We really cut it fine with that flight as well, didn't we?
We did, yeah.
We got on it.
I couldn't help but think, like, we were the comedians they were using for the day, that people that weren't aware of us must have been like, so I suppose they do some sort of slapstick? Do you remember the Chuckle Brothers? Yeah, they're trying to.
Basically, yeah, like some sort of Laurel and Hardy reimagination.
Yeah, it was ridiculous. I mean, I shouldn't have took that ladder.
No, it was a mistake.
Retrospectively, that was a mistake.
I don't know why we were trying to push that piano up the stairs.
But yeah, and then we hurried to the
airport in a Tesla.
In a Tesla. I mean, the doors went up.
Gull wing doors, my dad tells me they're called.
Oh, I thought they were called suicide doors.
Oh, are they?
I don't know. They are. Joel, our producer, is nodding.
That's what they are. Ooh, that sounds a bit bleak. But despite...
Then
we
got in.
We're good for our carbon footprint, train, Tesla, then got on a plane. So okay. I feel like getting a Tesla to the airport is a bit of a contradiction in terms. But...
We did all the same. Then we hurried through. Tom got told off by a man for trying to not go round the...
The security
walking. Not that he was trying to not go through security.
Please.
They have one of those little walkways where they...
You walk round and I just ducked under because there's no one else there. They're like, no,
no,
walk
no, walk round. And then we got there. I mean, walked straight on the plane.
Straight on, it was lovely.
Had a bottle of champagne.
Yeah, we did.
Oh, we did.
We didn't have a whole bottle, just a glass.
Just a glass, yeah. Sure. Why not?
You've got to live, right? I'd had 4 hours sleep yesterday.
Yeah, I hadn't had loads. Yeah, ooh. I felt a bit pissed when I got home.
I sobered up. But
good for you.
Yeah, you know me. But it was a lovely day.
It was a fabulous day. And there we go, we found my new dream.
It was a lovely
my
way
new
to
ambition.
Find a dream. Yes.
I can't wait to tell you all about my journeys. As the new lesbian Michael Portillo.
Journeys in Salmon Trousers.
Which, you know what, I think if they were going to make a lesbian Michael Portillo, it'd be Sandy Toksvig.
Don't always assume it won't be you, Susie.
Thank you, Tom. Thank you for that.
Don't put yourself down.
Thank you for that, Tom.
Okay, all right. Well
that's about time.
That's about time for us. Susie, you are on tour now.
I'm on tour now.
If you haven't booked your tickets, get there quick. They're selling fast. Where can people find out?
Everything's at susieruffle.com. Mm. I'm going to all the usual suspects, some of the unusual suspects.
Wow.
I'll be at the Soho Theatre next week. I think this episode's, next week. And then I've got a handful of tickets, if you have very small hands left, and then a handful of tickets if you have quite large hands left for the run in April. So come along. But I'm visiting all over the country, so do get in touch.
Yes, do get in touch.
And come and say hello.
Yes, go and see the show. It's wonderful. Also, if you'd like to get in touch with us, I'm sure you know the P.O. box.
Of course.
It's chat to
like-minded friends.
Chat to like-minded friends. That's right, it's T.O., isn't it?
Yep.
Chat to like-minded friends at... gmail.com.
Yes, and we've had some lovely emails recently. So just to say thank you to Rebecca, Jack, Holly, Elle, Dominic, magazine, Kyle, the magazine, and Jamie. They've all been in touch this month. Anne Marin, Lorna, Jason. I mean, some lovely people have been in touch. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
We appreciate the messages you send.
We love it. And
we'll see you next time.
We'll see you next time on Like Minded Friends.
Okay,
bye.
How do you know if you're worrying too much? How can you mend a broken heart? Does peaking at school ruin you for life? I'm Susie Ruffle, a stand-up comedian, and someone who has always experienced anxiety. And I've written a book, Am I Having Fun Now? Considering some of life's big questions. Featuring bonus insights from the likes of Charlene Douglas, Sarah Pascoe, Elizabeth Day, and Dolly Alderton. Am I Having Fun Now? Is out now in hardback, ebook, and audio.